Welcome to Paintball Dynamics, where we talk all things paintball. We break down the game and different aspects of it and answer questions people may have about the game. So feel free to call in or post on our website or any of our social media outlets and let us know what's on your mind. My name is Evan Hughes. I'm here with my co-host, Jonathan Sampson. Today we are going to be talking about some different stuff that we would like to see or you would like to see. You know, like I just said, call in. Let us know what you're thinking. Things that we as paintballers would like to see in these big operations, these big scenarios, these big games of paintball. We're also going to talk about some of the different stuff that you may hear about or see coming up at the paintball extravaganza, some things to expect. So, yeah, we got a pretty good show lined up for you guys today. And kind of how all of this stuff is going to tie back in together. It's going to be a fun show. I'm personally looking forward to it. So this last week, actually, we had Honor Core on our show. If that's providing I'm not, like, getting my dates mixed up. But we had Honor Core on the show not too long ago. It was Honor Core Jimmy. He came on and he talked about a lot of different stuff. It was really cool. He was talking about the TGR series and some of the different stuff that Honor Core is working on, including, you know, what's the deal with those shaped projectiles they're working on. I say shaped projectiles. I think they're called 50, 68, or 50, 60 rounds or something like that. Talked about the BR1 project on Honor Core site. You can go on there and see that. Check that out. So I'm hoping that we can definitely see some of those bullpups and stuff come to fruition in the near future. I know Jimmy said he's vigorously working on a lot of stuff, and the guy is honestly, he's just his mind is like a treasure trove of paintball knowledge and just stuff. So we're going to go ahead and get some stuff kicked off, and I'm going to stop rambling quite as much. Jonathan, are you there? Jonathan? I suppose he's having some technical difficulties right now. That seems to be the case. So we shall continue with continue on. We're going to talk about the big games. We're going to talk about some of this stuff. Hey, if you did not remind me while I'm sorting out some of these difficulties here, if you did not get to hear about it, or if you, for whatever reason, do not know, Texas MagFed group, if you're in Texas and you have not participated in one of the Texas MagFed games, I'm just honestly saying you're missing out on a wonderful experience of paintball. They just released some new rules, updated rules for their games and such. Considering the sport has grown so much and a lot down here in Texas, so they just updated some rules outlining, you know, some definitions for, like, light machine gunners and heavy machine gunners, things that oftentimes are big questions that can really go unanswered. Some gray areas that you could say that were in between the rules. And so we are going to see some, I don't know if it's going to really cause some little changes in the future for Texas MagFed games. From what I've experienced, they were always pretty balanced. The Texas MagFed admins do a fantastic job of balancing teams and making sure everyone has a good time. So as far as you know, how the new rule changes are going to affect Texas shooter games or MagFed shooter games, I don't know if it's going to have a serious dramatic effect as much as it will just bring definition to those gray areas of questions, like, you know, if I bring a drum mag, what does that make me? Does that make me a light machine gunner? Does that make me a heavy machine gunner? If I come out there with 20 mags, you know, what does that make me? Some people laugh when I say that, but honestly, I've seen some people who carry 20 mags. I think one guy, he had 22 mags, 22 or 27 or something like that. I don't know where he got so many mags or how he managed to carry all of them, but he did. Quite impressive, if nothing else. So, that is that. If you have not participated in the MagFest Shooter Games, I recommend you get on out. Rentals will be available, from my experience, down here in the Houston area. Carlos always makes sure everyone has a good time. Carlos is over this region of the Texas MagFed group, and he makes sure we have a good experience with everything. He does make sure you have some rent. He himself has some rentals available. If you don't have a MagFed marker, if you have something like a Tippmann Phenom or a Tippmann X7, an A5, or any of the 98 style guns, and you have a Cyclone feed system on there, then you can toss a TAC cap on there. You can toss a TAC cap on there, and that will get you into the game pretty good and quick. Having the TAC cap on there will bring you down to about 20 to 30 rounds, restricting your ammo amount, and that really it brings you in line with everyone else who's running around with a 20-round mag or a 15-round mag or what have you. So, there is that. Awesome bit of information. I remember last time we were down at Glory Paintball with the Texas MagFed group. We had a great time. And there was Operation Starfall. If you haven't been to one of their big operations, then I definitely recommend you attend one of those. At the end of Operation Starfall, I don't know if Carlos is listening, but at the end of Operation Starfall, I literally sat there for a moment and said that was the best recreational experience I have ever had, be it, going to a baseball game or a football game or participating in a martial arts tournament or something like that. Operation Starfall was the best experience I had ever had. So it's just a real nod and nod of respect and kudos to the Texas MagFed group for putting such a thing on. All those players are coming out and participating, because obviously it wouldn't be as much fun without everyone coming out and participating. And, of course, the field tanks paintball, the field owner was there. He just a great, all-around great guy. The field was great. We had some unexpected rain that actually brought to a very interesting dynamic. So I thought it was really cool. After Operation Starfall, we had another Texan shooter game, Texan MagFed shooter games. I keep messing up on that. Texan MagFed shooter games came up, I want to say it was last weekend. Obviously not this weekend, but last weekend. And they were down at Paintball Zone South. If you were not there, again, I recommend you make it out there. They were down at Paintball Zone South, and they really chopped it up. There's a whole bunch of video and pictures out there. A whole bunch of video and pictures out there documenting the game and how it went. It was really cool. Some of the guys, changed their profile pictures to some of the pictures that were taken down there. If I recall correctly, someone even became a meme, which is nothing short of hilarious. So, if you have the chance, make sure you get on out there and enjoy some of these Texas MagFed games. I was not able to make it out to the last couple Texas MagFed games, but that's okay. Coming up next, we have... We have MagFed Mayhem in DFW, the DFW area. If you have not signed up for the MagFed Mayhem in DFW Adventure Park area, that's going to be down at, what is that, Roanoke, Texas? I guess that's in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. It's a 26-hour scenario, MagFed-only event. Pre-registration ends in 3 days, people. It ends in 3 days. February 23rd, that is the pre-reg deadline. The entry is 110, which honestly is not that bad. It's not breaking your bank, including your choice of 1,000 event paintballs or 50 first-strike rounds or 500 paintballs and 25 first-strike rounds. $15 per 500 rounds and $5 for unlimited air refills. This event's being put on by Viper Paintball. If you have never heard of Viper Paintball, I recommend you slide on over to their site, which we're going to have. We have information on that actually posted on our Facebook. I know that for sure. It's already out there. If you want to slide on over to our Facebook and check that out, we have information on that. There's a whole bunch of sponsors that are going to be there. Honestly, I'd like to pop my head in just to see some of these sponsors. Empire, Tiberius, Social RPS, First Strike, Hammerhead, Flurry, Tech D, Titman. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be awesome. So, like I said, if you have not experienced any of that, then you need to get out and get into it. There it is.
Hey, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello there, Jonathan.
Hi. I was enjoying being a guest, listening on the show there for a second.
Listening to all of the announcements?
Yeah. It was good. Keeping everyone well informed. Can you hear me okay?
Did I hear you okay?
All right, because I'm currently sitting outside. It was a pretty nice day, and I decided to go sit outside, I guess. So here I am outside.
Well, there you go. I was just about to tell everybody about the Coastal game, because there's that game coming up in Victoria, Texas MagFed game coming up in Victoria.
Yes.
That's tomorrow. That is tomorrow at 11 a.m. It's tomorrow at 11 a.m. If I know my Texas shooter games, then there's no sign up or you know, pre-register or anything like that. Just show up. Trying to get the there it is, Mission Valley Paintball. They're going to be down at Mission Valley Paintball in Victoria, Texas, 11 a.m. Tomorrow morning. 220-round cap. That means you can only carry 220 rounds with you. That does not mean you carry a 220-round hopper. No hopper. If you bring a hopper, you're going to get hit. No, none of that. But anyway,
no, if you bring a hopper, you'll get hit.
Why would you
do something like that? Clearly it's fake in the title, MagFed. Now there are some exceptions to that, but clearly if you're walking out there with a 200 round hopper, you have an issue. But what do I know?
Yeah. All right,
but we're gonna take a really short break, right quick, for you guys. Sorry I was late, life and internet not working. But we'll take the break and then we'll come back. And today's topic is going to be, what do you want to see happen in paintball? That's not the exact title of the show, but the exact title would be, what would you like to see in paintball? So when we come back, we're going to be discussing what would you like to see. I know we've heard several different things about what people would actually like to see from paintball, but we'll discuss that right after the break here. But until then, sit back, relax, and enjoy. And we'll be right. Hold on, we'll almost be there. We go. We'll be right back right after this. Thanks.
Increase your chances of finding the best education on the internet. National Education Online Center today at 866-383-1487. We understand that a good education is a prerequisite for a successful career. Call the National Education Online Center at 866-383-1487 and use our free service to find national and regional accredited education programs. You must be a resident of the United States, 18 or older, with a high school diploma or GED. Call the NEOC at 866-383-1487 to connect with academic advisors from schools offering associate's, bachelor's, and master's degree programs in accounting, business, IT, criminal justice, legal, nursing, and more. Call 866-383-1487 and let's find your new career path.
Get DirecTV with over 285 channels and NFL Sunday Ticket. Sign up today at 866-944-4752. DirecTV service features electronic program guide, DVR, and interactive features, HD programming, and quality customer service. Call DirecTV today at 866-944-4752. DirecTV packages start at $29.99 a month for 12 months and get free whole home upgrade with a 2-year agreement. For complete details, call 866-944-4752.
You're listening to Paintball Dynamics on the MobileCast Radio Network.
All right, and welcome back to Paintball Dynamics. Again, sorry about the wind. I'm currently sitting outside since, you know, my internet in my house is on the fritz. But we like to welcome you back. As we before we left, we were discussing what today's topic was. What would you like to see in paintball? Hey, Evan, are you there?
I'm here.
Cool beans. All right. So, like, what are some of the things that you've heard that people want to see in paintball?
Things that people would like to see in paintball. For one, I feel as though, if nothing else, it's one of those things that it's not always announced. It's not the first thing that people would say, but I feel like one of the things people want to see is more organization in paintball. We want to see more organization, more people working together. They want to see more awesome, cool stuff like this video that Reaper just posted. But that's I'll get to that later. They want to see more big events. They want to see more organization. They want to see things work together. As far as equipment goes, honestly, I think the equipment that's out there on the market is pretty top-notch and phenomenal. You have things like the M17, you have the 468, you have the T15, which despite complaints about the T15, you know, I'm just going to say Tiberius can't seem to keep them on the shelves. So, you know, I'm just saying, you know, they're terrible. Yeah,
it happens, and, again, apologies for all the randomness, but that's what you get when you're on live air. So,
like Saturday Night Live, but Friday
afternoon,
and with paintball.
Yeah.
And speakers, yeah.
All right, but you know, I think it's a true testament to see, you know, what changes people are asking for. Because you know, like you said earlier, with the whole reconfiguration of the rule set for the MagFed group, like I think that signifies that you know they're listening to what people are asking for and trying to accommodate that.
Right. I think that's exactly right, because, you know, light machine gunners, heavy machine gunners, which honestly I didn't know there was too much of a difference, is one of those things that has been a big, you know, it's been a never-ending debate. It's like, you know, guy shows up, yeah, I'm just a regular player. No, you're a light machine gunner. What? I thought I was going to just play just, you know, regular. And then, you know, with all this hoopla and, you know, blah, 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 and this argument and that argument. If you've never seen it on Facebook, just go into one of the groups long enough and you'll see, you know, three of them pop up of people, you know, debating, you know, what defines a light machine gunner or a heavy machine gunner. You know, how do you balance teams, things of that nature. And that's why I was talking about the Texas MAGFAG group, because, you know, obviously I live here in Texas and I haven't traveled around to too many of the big games yet, but if there's one thing for sure that they do well down here with the Texas MAGFAG group is they balance well, you know. So,
I completely agree. Like, it is balanced, you know. And, you know, when you have balanced play or gameplay or rule set, I mean, you know, it keeps people happy. Let's just put it that way. It keeps people happy. That's why you can put on events that people want to keep coming to. That's why you can do all this stuff and, you know, get growth. Like, it's because you are dealing with a balanced structure. And let's just put it this way. You're building on a good structure that, you know, you have a good foundation, so you know exactly what you can and can't do. And the thing I love most about those guys over there is they actually ask, you know, the people what they actually want, you know, what they want to see, what they want to do, which is kind of like what we're doing right now. We're asking people, what do you want to see? Like, what would make the game change for you? What would make you come back every weekend or every other weekend or ever, however often you go? You know, so what about that would you like to see or change to make that happen?
Right. You know, one of the things that I like to experience in, when I play paintball is it's just teamwork, you know? Clearly defined objectives, a great field layout, and the teamwork that comes along with completing those objectives. So, I'm sorry, I'm watching this video right now that Reaper shared, and it's, well, to put it in perspective, there's paratroopers, dirt bikes, hang gliders, and Jeeps driving around, and people running around and shooting. And I'm pretty sure that guy just got hit, but that's okay. This video is amazing. Oh, wow. Someone literally just got...
Are you
going to
post
the
video?
Yeah,
post the video?
Yeah, I'm
going to
post the video.
Because you can't do that, like, while we're live on here. You can't just go into a... a video watching Frenzy and be like, oh, wow, you know? I mean, now people are going to be, like,
I'm sorry,
wanting to know what you're looking at.
It's exactly like, you know, stuff we were talking about. What do people want to see? And one of the things that I think people want to see is kind of stuff like this. They're clearly playing Capture the Flag. They're running around. They're doing all kinds of stuff. They're doing it in a very innovative way, and I think that's what it kind of boils down to. That's what I was looking for. They want to do it in an innovative way because, honestly, I've never seen any other game like this. Now, granted, the field that they're playing at clearly is a extremely open area built for vehicles and stuff, but you know, innovation and change, things that are different. Just like when we had Jimmy on the air the other day, he was talking about how the BR1 project has been, you know, such a big deal and a big want, a big demand, and partly because it's different. It's not an AR platform. You know, honestly.
Right.
There's a million ARs on the market. There's the MR5, there's the T15, there's the 468, the M70. They're all ARs. They're all designed as AR. And then here comes AutoCore, and they go, hey, you know, what about this BR1 project? And then everybody goes, woo! And, you know, because it's different. It's something different. The same reason why you have people running around with, you know, TIPXs, TCRs, stuff like that, you know?
Right.
It's something different, and it has a completely different feel. It brings a completely different perspective, different tactics, and a different dynamic to the game. So, all in all, I feel like people are wanting different experience.
Right. And, you know, again, you know, it's like we keep saying we want to help, you know, the sport grow. We keep saying that we want to boost and promote and all this stuff. Well, you know, one of the ways to do that is, you know, seeing what people want to do and seeing what people want to do, what people say. Pretty soon, you know, there'll be the poll out and they'll be like, what would you like to see in paintball? Well, you know, and then everybody will go and put their two cents in, which is perfectly great because, you know, again, we're part of that kind of community where, you know, people feel good about sharing things. Like, it's not like, well, you know, I'm going to get judged. Well, okay, let me not lie. You will get judged, but you won't get judged back.
Right.
But, you know, we're going to take another short break right quick. And, you know, again, sorry for all the commotion and everything. Today has been quite a day. So we'll be right back right after this commercial break. Hopefully everything will go accordingly to plan, or according to plan. So here we go. We'll be right back after this.
All right.
We believe that you should have access to the experiences you want to be a part of. Call Ticket Liquidator at 855-662-5947 to get tickets to sold-out venues from over 83,000 events nationwide. Since 2003, our network has one of the largest online inventories of sports, theater, and concert tickets, all at lower prices. Call Ticket Liquidator today at 855-662-5947.
The Lexington Law Firm is trusted leader in credit repair. Call the Lexington Law Firm at 855-389-4167. Since 1991, over 500,000 clients have taken action on their credit reports. If you have a credit concerns like low credit scores, bankruptcy, or identity theft, call today at 855-389-4167. Contact the Lexington Law Firm right now at 855-389-4167.
You're listening to Paintball Dynamics on the MobileCast Radio Network.
And welcome back.
No. Go ahead.
Jinx,
keep going.
Roll me a soda. Welcome back to Paintball Dynamics. We were just talking about some of the innovations that and the things that people want to see in paintball and happen in paintball. And something I was going to bring up was, you know, the paintball extravaganza is coming up actually a little bit towards the end of the month. I don't know why I keep losing where I wrote down the date of paintball extravaganza. But the point is,
because you
know
fascinated.
That
you're just fascinated with this thing. That's why. Yes.
Oh, there it is. 24th, 25th, and 26th of this month. And one of the things that we all know it's been announced is RAP4 is working on their shaped projectile. And
yes, how's that going?
It's actually entering the beta phase now. I was following a conversation on Facebook that one of the Rap4 guys was discussing with obviously the public, and they're entering the beta phase now with the shape projectiles. And one of the things that I brought up was, you know, a lot of people obviously are comparing them to First Strikes, obviously. And, you know, they're saying, well, is it going to be better than First Strike? Is it going to do this? Is it going to do that? Is, you know, can it make me a peanut butter sandwich? You know, can it fly, you know, 300 yards and strike someone on the tip of their nose?
Why would you want it to make you a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
I don't know, but people are strange like that. But you see my point. People are, you know, they're saying all this stuff. They're coming up with different questions. And honestly, I feel like perhaps in some cases some unrealistic expectations, consider just like, you know, any paintball gun in its generation one, its first try, it's going to have some error. It's not going to be perfect. The T-15 and M-17 both had, you know, were plagued with issues when they first released. You know, people seem to, you know, forget that the M-17 was plagued with issues when it first released. And it's great now. So was the T-15, plagued with issues. Now it's great. It's just kind of the cycle of how, you know, these things with engineering works, you know. You're going to have some issues. You're going to experience some problems. But once you get past those problems, you know, you're going to see it work out a lot better. So what I brought up was the Rap4-shaped projectiles. Honestly, in my opinion, I don't personally sit there expecting, well, this better work better than First Strike, or I'm, you know, going to be sour in the mouth about it. I don't really personally care that they are more accurate than First Strike, or that if I can nail someone at 150, yards with it. My question is, as a marksman, I'm not a sniper, as a marksman, is can I nail a body shot, you know, at 30 to 70 yards with this, you know?
Right.
Is it expensive? Is it affordable? Can I use this effectively? Is it going to, can I use this as a person who uses less than 100 rounds per game effectively, quite frankly? Can I replace my regular paintball, round ball and ammunition with this? And it's going to be a, you know, considerable upgrade without breaking my bank. That's really what I'm looking forward to. And I think whenever Rap4 releases these, they're going to fill that gap of between, you know, people who use regular paint and people who use First Strike. Because right now you have people who use regular paint, and, I mean, anyone who's listening to this show who I assume has played paintball before is going to know that paintballs can be unpredictable, in a word. You know? Jonathan had acrobatic paint the other day. You know?
I did. It was awful, but it really depends on the type of paint, I guess, you're using. And so I guess, you know, I see your point. Like, if the quality is good for, you know, what it's doing, I mean, because, again, you don't want to, what is it, quality and cost, you know, or balance, you know, because you don't want to pay too much and then it not be as good as you want. But at the same time, if it's as good as you want and it's, you know, cost effective, I mean, you know, why not use it all the time? So,
exactly.
And, you know, I think it's a brilliant point because, you know, I forget who said or brought this to the attention. I mean, we had already spoke on it, but, you know, they brought it back to the attention that, you know, no matter what you do, you're pretty much going to spend the same amount of money that you would normally spend, whether you were, you know, red balling or, you know, mag fed play, whatever the case may be, because...
That is true.
You know, so what, you know, you go out, you buy, you know, 2,000 rounds of paint, red ball, you go through, and, well, you know, hey, guess what, when you go out there for mag fed, most likely you're going to be spending about the same amount, even though you may take less shots. You know, you may be out there for longer hours, I don't know, but you know, whatever the case. But excellent point. Excellent point, I think. You know, let us know what you think about that. When we post that up on our Facebook, you know, what you think about the new Sheik projectiles and, you know, things like that, what you're looking forward to, what you may not be looking forward to, is I think it's all good, you know, so.
And I think it's going to, I feel like it'll change the game a little bit, just a little bit, in simple regard of, you won't be able to rely as much on these. I don't know if anyone else does this, but rely as much on the thought that they'll probably miss the first shot or the second shot. I don't know if anyone else does that, but I know, especially in rec ball, that's something that I've used to my advantage in a number of times and ended up coming out on top or otherwise, you know, winning some strategic winning some strategic value because the person missed. And quite frankly, it's just because the paint ball did, you know, decided to go left, right, upside down, or the other. That's it's just not something that's commonly happens with shaped projectiles in general. Those things fly pretty straight. So, Jonathan, what are some of the things that you would like to see in paintball?
I mean, I think, you know, I would like to see, you know, a game that is clearly defined. Like, I don't want to say order, you know, because, again, you know, some of the things that I want to see change is, you know, people getting together to make things happen. Because, you know, you got one group over here trying to do something, one group over here. Well, that doesn't really help anyone.
Right.
Let's just be honest. It just causes a rift. So I would like to see the rift come down and see us starting to partner with each other. And I know, like, I've been speaking with some of the guys from Canada and California, and we're really trying to get something going here to where we can help what we love to do. Because, mm-hmm. you know, when we team up together, then we can get some things to happen. As Reaper, you know, would say, a rising tide, you know, so we're gonna be that rising tide, lift the ship. So let's go ahead and do it. So
rising tide raises all ships.
Yep. So if you're listening and you want to, you know, get involved with that, you know, let us know. You can always comment or message us on Facebook, like in our Paintball Dynamics thing. We'll take the ideas, we'll move around with them and see if we can get some major things happening down here. And not just down here in Texas, but all over the country, as you know. Again, we can do this. So that's one of the biggest things that I would like to see as a change.
Yeah, it's kind of like it's something that, you know, I personally see, this is my opinion, is the potential is there. You know, the paintball community as a whole, we could do some pretty amazing things. And I mean, just pull off some pretty amazing and incredible things. If you just look over to, you know, I forget what the operation was called, but you look over to Europe, and they're actually getting ready to have a MAGFed game on an abandoned Air Force base.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't want to attend that? But as a whole, I feel like if we work together, we can really make some amazing things happen. But it's like you were saying, there's not enough communication, there's not enough collaboration happening to make those things happen. You know, all the different wheels and cogs and inside the clock are not, you know, kicking and touching with each other.
Yep. And so I know we're coming up on the last, you know, couple of segments here. And, you know, again, we're going to take another short break technically. And then when we come back, we haven't done this segment in a while, but, you know, I figured we could do it one more time or, you know, coming up here in the future. And that is when, you know, what really grinds my gears. So I'm pretty sure my co-host Evan over there has some really good what really grinds my gears stories from the past, you know, couple of months that he has been dying to share. So
I do actually.
Before he goes into that segment, though, we're gonna mention one other thing that I just saw on Facebook. But we'll be right back after these short messages. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Increase your chances of finding best education options for you. Call the National Education Online Center today at 866-383-1487. We understand that a good education is a prerequisite for a successful career. Call the National Education Online Center at 866-383-1487 and use our free service to find national and regional accredited education programs. You must be a resident of the United States, 18 or older, with a high school diploma or GED. Call the NEOC at 866-383-1487 to connect with academic advisors from schools offering associate's, bachelor's, and master's degree programs in accounting, business, IT, criminal justice, legal, nursing, and more. Call 866-383-1487 and let's find your new career path.
Get DirecTV with over 285 channels and NFL Sunday Ticket. Sign up today at 866-944-4752. DirecTV service features electronic program guide, DVR, and interactive features, HD programming, and quality customer service. Call DirecTV today at 866-944-4752. DirecTV packages start at $29.99 a month for 12 months and get free whole home upgrade with a 2-year agreement. For complete details, call 866-944-4752.
We believe that you should have access to the experiences you want to be a part of. Call Ticket Liquidator at 855-662-5947 to get tickets to sold-out venues from over 83,000 events nationwide. Since 2003, our network has one of the largest online inventories of sports, theater, and concert tickets, all at lower prices. Call Ticket Liquidator today at 855-662-5947.
You're listening to Paintball Dynamics on the MobileCast Radio Network.
All right, welcome back, guys. You know, when we left, we were, you know, wrapping up kind of what we would like to see or what people would like to see from the game of paintball, you know, like getting together, collaborating, you know, good gameplay, good, you know, rule set, things like that. And, you know, again, it's changing all across the market. You know, we see, you know, PSP, we see, you know, different magnet organizations across the country. But when we left, I said I had saw an interesting comment on Facebook. Now, apparently, somewhere in the world, a man was arrested for allegedly robbing a store with a paintball gun. Okay, people, number one, do not use your paintball gun to do stuff like that. I was going to say stupid stuff, but don't do stuff like that. That's it is stupid. All right, so basically, not only, you know, do people not know that it, because if you look at a paintball gun, some of them, they look very real, very, very real. And in those situations, you are a very real threat. Whether or not it's fake or not, you can still get shot and the bullet still hurts. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. Now you're laying in the hospital somewhere because you were stupid. So, again, don't do stupid stuff. So, if you have paintball guns, use them responsibly. Don't do crazy stuff like this young guy or, you know, old guy or whoever did there. But besides that, that is our one safety note for this episode, is don't do it. Just if it looks like a cool idea, just don't do it anyway. You know, pack it around safely, you know, store it in your trunk if you have two wire drive, and whatever the case, put it in the case, but don't do stupid stuff. All right, Evan.
Sorry to interrupt, but we actually just got a post about from Oscar Mattson asking us to talk about the TGR series marker. He wants to hear our pros, cons, our thoughts on it, et cetera, et cetera.
Wait, repeat one more time. I'm sorry.
Oscar Mattson, he wants to hear our pros, cons, et cetera, our thoughts on the TGR series marker.
Awesome.
It's like the TGR2, you know. I suppose the TGR36 also falls under that line.
Cool beans. Wait, come on. I'm trying to find it.
Honestly, I do not own, I assume you're listening, I do not own a TGR series marker as of yet. I would love to have one. But one of the things, we had Honor Core Jimmy on the other week, and we did talk about some of the pros and cons of the TGR series. One of the things that one of the questions I had was, you know, with the mag system, how many different mags can it actually use? Different mag systems, because on their website, I want to say it's on their website. It actually mentions that the TGR series can use different types of mags, and so Jimmy
and
was
that was
explaining
proven
how
that's true.
It is true. The TGR can actually use the scarab mags. It can use the round collar, not the square collar, but the round collar milsig mags. It can use the round collar Rap-4 mags. So with the TGR, you actually have quite a bit of flex on, you know, your choice of magazine. And actually, if you think about it, you could even, if you're out there in the field and, you know, you're running low on ammo, someone can actually toss you a mag. You know, that's actually strategically priceless.
Yeah,
being able to
utilize
different magazines when you're out in the field.
I don't know how many people have ever been in that situation where they've been out of ammo on the field, and, you know, you're walking around and you're like, okay, dude, I need something. And it's just like, well, can't none of us help you, homie? You know, so that is actually a great pro to that aspect, you know, because you can actually keep it going while you're out there. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm. All right, another thing is that the TGR is actually incredibly air efficient. One of the things that's just black plastered all over the their website is that the TGR2 actually gets, I think it's 180 plus shots off of a 13 CI.
Yeah, and again, you know, from just holding the experience now, I had the opportunity to hold two different models of it. Well, three, actually. The TGR2, the TGR36, and, you know, the TGR36 has like a all steel model, and it has like, you know, the lightweight plastic kind of hard, you know, hardcore design that, you know, most of our markers use, by the way. Depending on what, you know, you're using it for, you know, if you're more like the you know, runner, I'm gonna, you know, keep it moving around, you know, things like that, then the lightweight version would be more sufficient for you or efficient for you. And like Evan said, you know, with the whole air efficiency, I mean, you can move and stick all you want all day. And then, you know, for the all steel, you know, heavy steel kind of thing, you can and that's more so for the guys who want to stay back and not do as much running, but, you know, shoot from afar, you know. that is definitely for you. And, you know, the all-steel version is actually pretty good for me. And I say this mainly because, you know, I like something that's durable and hardcore. And all of their markers are durable and hardcore. You know, haven't had the chance to actually go out and, you know, destroy one yet, but from just holding it, you know, I like to have hardcore stuff because I like to throw myself like I'm falling out of a helicopter at many points during a paintball game.
Yes,
so, and I, you know, I will dive and roll, but, you know, I won't do that if I don't trust that, you know, what I have in my hand will survive the fall or the rotation. But that definitely happened with the TGR series. So it's very durable, very hardcore, very trustworthy. So, pro.
Honestly, without putting my hands on it and actually using one, I'm going to reserve any cons that I could even try to think up. Because, you know, oh, that's another thing. If you didn't know, the TGR series markers are actually A5 threaded. So if you're wondering about your barrel options, it's an A5 thread. So,
and
have at
one more thing to Oscar. You know, we will find that answer out. I mean, like, if we have to go out and, you know, get our hands on it and go out there and shoot it and do some things, we will find out for you.
Oh, yeah.
And then we'll share, like, our opinions of the pros and cons, you know, like, what we feel. And then we'll even go around and research and see what other people may have said or may have, you know, had their, or what their pros and cons were. And then we'll definitely let you know here on the show. We won't hesitate about it. We'll get it done within the next, you know, weeks or so. So no problem with that. But
yep. So
besides
Oscar,
that,
stay tuned with us. All right.
All right. But hey, before we had that, you know, wonderful question, which we're thankful for, you were just about to tell us what grinds your gears, dude.
You know what grinds my gears, Jonathan?
What grinds your gears?
What grinds my gears is people who, for somehow, some reason, seem to think that it is okay or otherwise the best course of action I'm not even going to show you that. To just suck. You know?
Okay,
I'm sorry.
What inspired this thought?
Because, you know, people are generally capable of quite a bit. People can do quite a bit. People are awesome. People can figure out things. People can do things. I mean, if you just look at a college student, college students are a great example. Let's face it, college students face an incredible amount of schedule juggling and workload to deal with, be it life, work, school, sometimes kids, everything else, and they still manage to get things done. However, then you have people who just, you know, if you assign them a task and then it just, I mean, it they just, I mean, you have 5 hours and it doesn't get done. I don't know why. It doesn't. And then you want someone else to do your work. No, that's not okay. That's not okay. It's not okay. That's not how this works. As a matter of fact, it's not how any of this works.
Well, Ayer, just a side note, you know what really grinds my gears?
What's that?
Monkeys on cereal boxes.
What's on cereal boxes?
Monkeys.
Jonathan.
I mean, but how does that make your cereal appetizing? You have a monkey on your box, so
That's what's really good. I couldn't even eat the box of cereal if I just woke up every morning and I saw, you know, a monkey on my back. I probably want to have a greater desire to throw the cereal at somebody. You know, like monkeys throw, well, I'm not going to say what they throw, but we're all grown people. You know what they throw.
Anyways, but yes, people who could otherwise be doing a lot better, honestly, you can do better. But for whatever reason, just simply will not engage and do better. You know?
Agreed.
Or at least if you're not going to do better, just leave everybody else alone. You know, if you're gonna have a moment where, if you need a moment where you just can't do, you know, just take some time to yourself, go relax, go sit in the corner, go sing songs, play jacks. I don't know what it is you do, but don't just drag and droop yourself through everything. If you need help, get help. If you need someone to cover cover anything it is you need to do, get everything you need to do covered. Go and take your time out in life and relax, recharge, regroup, come back, be awesome. Because you know what? I understand. Things are hard sometimes. Life is hard. Adulthood is hard. But don't you see what I'm saying?
Right. And, you know,
be a man.
Another one. I really don't like the over energetic paintball player.
Oh, boy.
You know that one guy who's like jumping off the walls, like he's just so energetic. It's like, bro, you do realize that.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, but. Anyway, make sure you guys post questions and all that good stuff. Again, if you don't have the answers, we will find them out for you. You can post to any of our outlets via email, which is info@paintballdynamics.com. You can email myself or Evan by Evan@paintballdynamics.com or John@paintballdynamics.com. You can always hit us up on Facebook. We do read that pretty much every day. Google Plus, you know, Twitter. Am I missing anything? Instagram. Do we have an Instagram? I think we will have an Instagram, but yeah. We'll do the whole Instagram thing. We'll let you guys know what that name is here shortly. But I want to, for one, thank all of the listeners that listen every week. You guys are awesome, and thank you for your participation via comments, emails, and so forth and so on. You guys are awesome. So.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And after saying all that, I do want to say that I care about people, and I care so much that I just want people to be awesome. But anyway. Yes. Thanks to all our listeners for tuning in. And as always, thanks guys for bearing with all of our human and real life issues that come up and happen on our show. We try to provide our best for you guys.
Man, I just said something good. I lost it. Hold on. I forgot. Oh, well, anyway. See you guys.
Let everyone have a good, great week, and get out there and paintball, man.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a good day to do that here, but apparently it's about to rain. So, see you guys next week.
Peace.